views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you really tune into your vibrant, powerful self so that you can fully enjoy the life you've come here to live. And by doing so, help the whole planet shift to a more peaceful and loving way of being. Now, my guest today is a naturopath, an epigenetic coach, a workshop facilitator, public educator, and a mother of two. I bet she wouldn't put them in that order, at least when we're talking about importance. She has been involved in the wellness industry for over 15 years and is the founder of Evolve Your Health Natural Medicine Clinic. Her name is Cherie Gorringe, and she loves uncovering the root cause of imbalance or illness and assisting people on their journey to wellness. Now, I was in an online course with Cherie. And as soon as I heard her say what she did for a living, I knew I had to get her on the show because a big part of living a vibrant, powerful life revolves around health. So we connected and we discovered that there are lots of great things we could talk about. Cherie, welcome to the Vibrant, Powerful Mom Show.
Hi, Debbie. It's so nice to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me on your show. It's wonderful.
Oh, I am so excited to have you here. We've had a few little hurdles, you being in Australia and me being here in Canada and a little bit of internet problems, but I'm so excited because I just think it is such an important topic that we're about to talk about. I mean, I really think health and self-awareness are two very important things, and the kinds of things we're talking about here are exactly that. So thank you so much for agreeing to come.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So why don't we start with you sharing a bit about your own health journey? Because I know in your longer bio, which I didn't talk about today, you mentioned a severe personal health challenge that the doctors couldn't really help you with. So do you want to give a quick recount of that?
Absolutely. Well, I had a lot of health challenges, actually. It started very early as a child when I had lots of digestive issues. And went to the doctor, and it ended up that by the time I was 16, I had a very irritable bowel syndrome. And I went to a naturopath, and they fixed me up within a few months when the doctors didn't have any answers for me. So through that journey, I realized that there were other things that could help me. And it wasn't necessarily through the doctor or through medication. So I went on a journey to find out how we could best assist ourselves naturally. Nice. And that really led me to becoming a naturopath myself, and also more recently, diving into the area of epigenetics. And this is where my passion lies now. And you know, I'm just... The way it helps people is profound. So I really would love to share more about that.
Absolutely. And that is my goal too. So, you know, it's interesting. Our histories are very similar. I had a very similar experience to yours, only I wasn't quite so quick to go to a naturopath. I did a lot of it on my own. So I think that there is a lot of information out there that we're not always told about. And it's so important we get in the driver's seat, which is one of the reasons I'm so excited to have you here. So let's maybe give people a layperson's understanding of what epigenetics is before we go any further, because some might be really wondering.
Absolutely, because epigenetics sounds complicated, but essentially when you boil it down, it just means above the gene. So it's the influences of the gene expression, what is turning the gene on and what is turning the gene off. And we know now that through the work of many, many scientists, we're uncovering the fact that genes actually don't cause disease in our body, which is surprising for some because that's what most people believe. We now know that genes are up and down regulated through the environment that we live in, and that could be our own internal environment or it could be the external environment.
Right. Oh, that it's so interesting because it goes against what we have been told for a long time, right? The whole idea if you inherit a certain gene, you're done.
Yes,
nothing you can do. Yeah. Okay.
You're fated. You're fated, and you have no control over that. But we're now empowering people to understand that they have many, many opportunities to influence the way their body is in health through the concept of epigenetics, whereby we're looking at not only the foods that you eat, not only the exercise that you have, but perhaps the time you eat or the time you exercise or the environment that you're living in, the climate. You know, are you living in a warm climate or a cold climate, and does that suit your genetics?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have so many great stories about how understanding epigenetics has helped you to live your best life and also how it's helped you as a professional. So maybe can you share one of your stories about how it helped you personally and professionally in the category of diets, just so people get a feel for what you're talking about?
Sure, absolutely. Look, my story as a practitioner was that, you know, I was often in dilemma over whether people should be eating a vegetarian-style diet or a paleo-style diet, which for those that haven't heard about paleo is mainly meat and greens and nuts and seeds. And, you know, each person that came into my clinic would be very individual. They'd be very different. They'd have very different bodies. And they all had chronic illness. So we knew that there was something serious going on. But what was the right diet for them? Now, there's so much confusion out there. Even as a nutritionist and a naturopath studying this topic for years, I was still confused.
So, right.
So the epigenetics, there's a platform that I use. And it includes the area of Ayurveda, traditional Chinese medicine, along with many, many other modern sciences. And through putting all those together, putting all those pieces together, we can get an idea of the type of person that's going to respond to different types of diets. Now, this was a revelation for me because I could now find out as soon as somebody walked in the door, oh, you're more prone to toxicity, therefore, your style of eating is going to be more vegetarian-based. This person walking into my door with a very lean, muscular body is going to probably thrive more on an animal-based diet, animal protein-based diet. So it gave me a sense of clarity that I'd never had before. So that was really exciting for me.
I think that is so amazing because food has always been one of my nemesis and I love food, but I also really struggle with, you know, having a lot of intolerances and such. And I have to say that the system that you use, which we're going to be talking to people about, I went ahead and did a 7-day trial. And just because I wanted to be prepared for the show today, but also I'm very keenly interested in it. And food was one of the categories that really surprised me because I eat a lot of really good, wholesome foods. I'm very conscious about what I eat. And I know there's a lot of conflicting information out there, so I always have an open mind. But what amazed me was how they looked at me, well, how you, whoever looks at me specifically and said, hey, right now, chia isn't a great thing for you. Well, I was eating chia all the time. It's a good health food. So it's so specific. I love what you just said there. It's so specific to each person in their own unique situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll give you an example of something from my my own experience with this epigenetic system. I really love meditating and I try and do it, or I tried to do it as much as possible. And I have a busy life. I have a couple of children and it's very hard to get that quiet time to go and do something like meditation and get through all the other things that you get through in a modern 21st century way of living.
Absolutely.
So, so for me, to put aside an hour or two of meditating was quite tricky, but I love doing it. So I got up really early and I used to do that. However, when I actually found out my epigenetics were best, they were best suited to movement. So my body type needs movement. It needs movement to release pent-up adrenaline and cortisol and all those sorts of neurotransmitters and biochemical hormones that that drive us. And so I did a little switch. I thought, okay, well, let's give this a go. So I did my meditation while I was moving. And it seemed a little bit odd to me at the beginning, but I can honestly tell you it was the best thing that I ever did. So in 30 minutes of moving my body and meditating, I felt better than I did after 2 hours of meditating. So that was a bit of a revelation for me.
That is so neat. I know for myself, and like I say, I'm just so new to it, but one of the things I learned is that when I get cold, it takes a huge amount of my energy to keep me warm. And then I'm tired, exhausted. And I live in Manitoba, Canada, where right now it's really cold. So yes. Knowing that is so important, right?
Absolutely. And these are the sorts of things that I would never have considered as a naturopath. We weren't taught to look at the body in the way that traditional Chinese medicine or Ayurveda looks at different body types and constitutions. And, you know, you bring up a really good point with the climatic thing. You know, there is a lady that just like you was living in the cold and she had aches and pains and joint problems, all sorts of different things. And she tried for years and years and spent loads of money trying to sort it out, only to discover, just like you, that if you're living in the cold and you have a particular body type, you actually need to take major precautions to keep yourself really, really warm, really, really nurtured. And that's including hot foods, cooked foods, hot drinks, keeping yourself warm next to a fire. You know, preserving your energy in those ways. And it just makes such a difference to people.
It does. And just even hearing you say that, even though I had already read it, it's that feeling of, I'm not doing this because I'm fragile. You know how it can make you feel as if, well, there's something wrong with me. I'm not doing it because of that. I'm doing this because it's going to help me to live optimally. I feel better when I'm warm. I'm able to do more when I'm warm. So I already told my husband he's got to take me back to Hawaii. You know, it's obvious. The answer is obvious.
Absolutely. And look, the really exciting thing is too, you can plan your holidays around this because, you know, there's an area in the platform that says you are best suited to this time of year for your holiday. And if you know your ideal climate, you can actually go to that climate and recharge your batteries while you're on holiday, because we know that essentially that's what we're doing when we're on holiday. But imagine if you could do that in the best possible way to up and down regulate your genes and get really extra healthy.
Yes. It's like having insider information that you always should have had, but nobody ever told you about.
Absolutely. It's like cracking the code to yourself.
Yes. So I know that you said that this platform is not yet geared to assess children and that hopefully it will be in the near future, but you have some really great ways that parents can use this information to help them with their child or just to understand things better with their child. Could you share some of that?
Well, absolutely, Debbie. This has been, again, another revelation for me, having two children of my own. And both myself and my husband we went through an assessment with this platform, and we both discovered the most incredible things about each other, that even though we'd been together for 15 years, we were still blown away by what we were learning. And it's really helped our relationship in terms of communication, in terms of understanding each other. But more importantly, it's really given me a profound awareness of how to help my children. Because when you know the different categories on the different body types and things like that, you can get a general sense of what your children might be. And they might not necessarily be a carbon copy of yourself or a carbon copy of your partner. They can be their own unique body types. So, right. And this has been interesting because, for instance, there is a body type that is called an activator. And that activator needs a lot of exercise. That activator needs a lot of regular food intake. And they have certain ways of interacting with people. And, you know, for children, if they're sitting in a classroom and we know that they need lots of movement, it can affect their way of learning. So instead of them getting into trouble all the time by the teacher, if you had the insight that this child needs lots of exercise, you could actually, instead of getting them to go and sit in the quiet corner and settling down, you could maybe encourage them to do a bit of movement and get their excess energy out of their body so that they can sit down and concentrate. So, you know, for children, it has a real impact on how they interact with adults and yes. What behaviors they come out with as well.
What an incredible idea that is. Can you imagine? I mean, I used to work in the school system, and can you imagine a teacher saying to a child who is being disruptive, but knowing this child's an activator, you know, here, can you take this down to the office for me? And I want you to take the long way back. I want you to get back here quickly, but I want you to come all the way around the hall to get back here as quick as you can without running. You know, and all of a sudden this child has a purpose, feels good because the teacher's given them something to do and gets to burn off some of their energy. Beautiful.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we could make a real difference in the way that teachers handle children just by knowing this information.
Oh, yeah.
Also the level of conscious parenting that can come through with this. You know, I mean, we all like to do the best for our children, right? But with this insight, it brings us an understanding that can completely change the way we interact with our children and the way that we assist them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So I have a quote from you that I think really sums up what we've been talking about. And I was thinking that I would share it here before we kind of shift gears, if we still have time, to do another question about moms and health coaching. Okay?
Sure.
So here's the quote. This is right from you. Knowing your epigenetic truth and what is fundamentally right for you can help you avoid the trial, error, and energy that go into following fad, one-size-fits-all approaches, and provides you with a level of confidence when making choices. You can be more at ease and peace with your body, knowing it has a specific design and purpose, and then learning how to fine-tune and optimize it in a way that works best for you. So I think that sums up so beautifully what we've been talking about. Anything you'd like to add in on that?
Well, it says it all, right?
It does. It was well said. That's why I wrote it down.
Fabulous. So, but no, that has really profound impact for the whole of your family. I mean, the dynamics between the family can be strained at times. You know, we can have our buttons pressed. And when you have insights to yourself and the way that you respond to people and the way that you can become drained, the way that you can become energized, the certain requirements that you need to feel at peace and in balance with your life and the people around you, and then diving into, what would my family member be like? What would my mom or my dad be? And I've always had a struggle with this with them. Maybe it's because they predominantly, their brain works in a different way to mine. And I can really, I can really be compassionate towards them now because I have this deep understanding that we're all so unique and we express ourselves in such a unique way. So to me, I think that's one of the most powerful things about knowing about your epigenetics.
Yes, absolutely. And with a system like yours, I think it takes so much of the guesswork out. There's so much information out there. I mean, the internet is just loaded with information, some of it good, some of it not so good. But it all looks, well, I shouldn't say it all looks good, but it all looks as if it's sharing something important with you. And it can be so hard to filter through all of that.
That's right. And I mean, you know, the interesting thing about all this is that we've got functional medicine doctors, we've got GPs, we've got chiropractors and osteopaths and health coaches and everyone in between that's involved in helping to raise awareness and improve the lives of people through getting better, more optimal health. There is so much interest in clinically applying this knowledge of epigenetics because, you know, epigenetics is how the environment influences the gene. We have a set of genes that we're born with. It's a blueprint, and that blueprint never changes, but the environment that those genes are bathing does change. So if, all sorts of health coaches and doctors are starting to really understand this concept. And it's really exciting that they're shifting and moving this way because you're going to reap the benefits of that.
Awesome. So, Cherie, I thought we could wrap up our questions by you talking a little bit about mums and the idea of mums being a health coach, because you've got a really neat perspective on why this might be something they would enjoy doing. Now, I can only give you a minute or so to do that, but the floor is yours.
Great. Thanks, Debbie. Well, look, it's really interesting, isn't it? Because we're in the age of major chronic disease health crisis right now. The governments don't know what to do. Doctors don't really know what to do. And, it's just so critical that we have more people on the ground that are helping each other. Becoming a health coach is a really popular choice for career, and even better for mums because, you know, they've got a wonderful network. They want the best for their children and their friends' children. So imagine that, you know, you become a health coach and be making some money while you're working, while you're looking after your children at home. You could be self-employed. You could be socially connecting and sharing stories and getting healthy together. So, we really need a grassroots movement whereby we've got more and more health coaches on the ground. And I think it's a perfect opportunity for mums to dive in.
Absolutely. So I want to tell mums what they can do to get more information from you about the program. You also have a gift for them. As far as that goes, if they were interested in being a health coach, what would be the best avenue for them to follow?
The best avenue to follow would be to send me an email. My email address you're going to supply, I would imagine. Drop me an email and I'll give them all of the details on how they go about doing that. It would involve a little bit of training, but once you've done the training, you're up and ready. It's not a big deal. So it's pretty straightforward going to a course and you can get started straight away.
Awesome. Now, I will put your email address on my blog as well as on the Transformation Talk Radio page. Cherie, do you just want to say it out once so if people are listening and not on the blog, they will have it?
Absolutely. My email address is CherieGorringe@gmail.com, and I'll spell that for you. It's CHERIEGORRINGE@gmail.com.
Awesome. So if people are really keen after listening to this and thinking, I need to learn more about this epigenetics, I want to try this 7-day trial or even just read more about it, Cherie has offered a beautiful link that I will have on both my blog and on the Transformation Talk Radio page. I actually shortened it so I could tell it to you today. It's bit.ly, so bit.ly/epigenetics Cherie. So hopefully you can spell all of that. Cherie is C-H-E-R-I-E. She has also created a handout just special for us, 10 ways epigenetics can inspire you to be a better parent. And that you can also pick up, which means you will get onto her list and you'll be in contact with her and you'll be getting all kinds of great information from her. So that is also a bit.ly link. So bit.ly/CherieGift. So C-H-E-R-I-E, gift. Cherie, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this wonderful cutting-edge information with our listeners. I truly appreciate your enthusiasm and your willingness to spread the message and your willingness to work with me despite all the little mix-ups that we've had. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, Debbie, it's been an absolute honor and a pleasure. And I really, really hope it helps people. I really hope that they can get a breakthrough with their health and the health of their families. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. A big thank you as well to all of our listeners. You're awesome. And without you, we'd have no reason for doing this. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Cherie Gorringe, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of Vibrant, Powerful Moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. It's quite possible when you're listening to a show like mine that you might be wondering, how can you tell me that I'm perfect and provide me information on personal development all at the same time? It raises a really great question and one that I really would love to address. Often when people think that something is perfect, they think that changing it would be wrong. This way of thinking can trap them into seeing life as stagnant rather than the dynamic process that it actually is. So let me clarify what I mean by perfect. A newborn child is perfect from the moment she's born. There might be things about her that you would like her to grow out of, like maybe her sleeping habits or making strange to her father. However, you recognize that these aren't deficiencies. They're just preferences, areas that you'd like her to grow in. As a child grows, she remains perfect. Her silly moments, her tantrums, even her ability to push your buttons might not make her fun to be around at times, but these traits are a piece of who she is. They do not make her any less perfect. At the same time, as you recognize this, you also acknowledge that unless something's getting in the way of the child's development, she's going to grow physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. In other words, this child is expected to grow and to change, but she isn't any less perfect now. This assumption simply suggests that growing and the change that comes with it is what life's all about. So when I suggest that there is work you could do to really reach your full potential, to open yourself up to be the vibrant, powerful woman that you are meant to be, I want you to know that you're starting from a place of already being perfect. You are not broken. You're not missing anything. There aren't pieces that need to be fixed. This is simply part of how we grow. And when you follow your own intuition, your own desire to learn things, and are led to personal development programs, that just shows that you're tuned in to what you really need to evolve as a human. So continue on being the perfect person that you already are, and do it with freedom to grow in whatever direction you want to grow.